basic shalos that we're going to deal with is, number one, can a cotton be moitzi a woman? That was our lochel ma'aseh shaila we had previous years. Can a cotton be l'chatchila be moitzi a woman? That's one shaila. The shaila that came up this year is, in a ketanim minyan, can a cotton blow for a cotton? Which again, bashkof rishen, it should be okay. That's what we said. L'chayr, it should be okay. A cotton, l'chayr, k'shem sha'a cotton could be moitzi atzmai. Should be able to moitzi any cotton. Right? Assuming both ketanim ahigia l'chinuch, one should be able to be moitzi the other. That was another shaila. So this shaila came up mamish this year. One of my talmidim has a zaminyan for children. They don't do the whole davening, but they did Shemoneh Esrei, and they're doing Tkiyah Shefer. And there's no gedolim, meaning the minyan is made up of ketanim. It's not a minyan. It's a kids group. They daven. They spend a couple hours, an hour and a half, to ganze meisen. Shaila is, can they use a cotton? It's going to, for the ketanim, it's more gishmak to use one of their peers to blow shofar. L'chayrit should be good. L'chayrit should be good, right? But here's the shaila. The shaila is, how much do we separate the tkiya from the shmir? And in a way, potentially, it could end up being a chumrah that the ikar mitzvah shmir. That's what I'm going to explain to you. That's the chiddush. This is perhaps also how we're going to be able to be miyashiv the steer we had in the Mishnah Berurah. There's another shaila we had this year. Somebody asked me this year, something happened last year, which is, somebody blew, they made a bracha with Shmaya Kol Shofar, and then they couldn't blow. They brought them another Shofar, they were able to blow. Can you continue to blow without making a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah by us in Hilchos Shofar says a chiddush, that if you didn't start blowing yet, you made a bracha with Shmaya Kol Shofar, you didn't start blowing yet, you need to make another bracha. You can't be yotze with the bracha that you made on the other shofar. If you started blowing, and then in the middle you couldn't blow, they brought you another shofar, then you don't need a new bracha. But if you made a bracha l'shmaya kol shofar, and you couldn't stop blowing, it's nishki gangen. So Mishnah Berurah says in Tovkuf Pehei, im adayin lo yischil litkoya, you have to make a new bracha. This is the psak of the binyan olam. So the problem is, we had a shtickel of stira. The stira we had is that in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Simikuf Mem Gimel, it's a very similar shaila. Guy gets an aliyah, and they open up the Sefer Torah, and they realize it's possible. Right. So if they started laning already, that's a different story. They didn't start laning. Open up the Sefer Torah, it's possible. So over there, the binyan olam, the Baizik Chora, Paskins, that you have to make a new brach. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't pask like that. So the Binyan Olam, we have no problem. L'shitosei. Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, he paskins. You made a brach aliyah. You didn't start laning. You found out the Sefer Torah is possible. You need to make a new brach. L'shitosei. Paskins the same way by Tkiya Shofar. In a way, there's a lot of similarities from Kriyas HaTorah to Shofar. It's a lot of similarities. Why? I'll tell you the biggest similarity. The biggest similarity is, by both of these mitzvahs, the main mitzvah is Shemiyah. It's the famous Rosh and Brachas. The Rosh says the reason why you could give a cotton and Ali, a cotton oil l'minyan shiva, right? A cotton can't be moitzi rabim yedei chavasim. But the Gemara paskins, cotton, oil, l'minyan, shiva. Cotton could go up for the Sefer Torah. For aliyah, a regular aliyah, not to maftir. See, the Madayim as they give a cotton maftir before it's bar mitzvah. The Shabbos before bar mitzvah, cotton gets maftir. Right? I once had a Litzvish Roshiva I used to learn with. He was like, what's that? Brachavah? I said, no Brachavah Tola. Could even get a regular aliyah, Medina de Gemara. Medina de Gemara, cotton, oil, l'minyan, shiva. Cotton could get one of the shiva kruim. Forget maftir, maftir v'zichel. Chedesh maftir. Minyan shiva, cotton oil, minyan shiva, medina de gemara, a Kohen could get one of the seven aliyahs. The Rosh says the reason is because it's Eino Elo Lashmi Alom. Right? So it comes out that really, what's the Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah is just the Heftza we're using to be Mashmi Alam. Al-Tzkovet HaTzibur, he's supposed to read from the Sefer Torah. Al-Tzkovet HaTzibur. Let's not forget, when Moshe Rabbeinu made the Takon of Kriyas HaTorah, right, Monday and Thursday, it wasn't from the Sefer Torah. How do I know it wasn't from the Sefer Torah? How do I know that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make a Takon from the Sefer Torah? Who knows? I have a Raya Mukhrachas. It's not my Raya, the Maram Sheikh brings the Raya. Nu Rabbeinu, the Chosin's brother, Achi HaChosin. What's the riot that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin Kriyas HaTorah, he wasn't Misakin from the Sefer Torah? They didn't have one! Yeah, but we paskin Parshas. They didn't have one Sefer Torah! Till the end! Yeah! Vayochu Gimel Yomim, Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin, they shouldn't go Gimel Yomim. The Maram Sheik in Tshuvas says a chiddush niflo moed based on this. The Maram Sheik says, what do you do if you don't have a kosher Sefer Torah? The Rambam holds, you read from Apostle Sefer Torah. The whole Takara was only Al-Tzkovet HaTzibur. The Maram Sheik says there's a chiluk between Monday and Thursday and Shabbos. He says the din of Monday and Thursday kedesh lo yochel gimul yomim beloy dos afil apostle sefer Torah. Why? Because the original takona wasn't from the sefer Torah. Mashen came the takona to read kriyas haTorah doesn't give a nochtem Shabbos. That's already after they had a sefer Torah gomul. And the mele yitaka a chiddush gadol. Chiddush gadol. Anyway, semach l'shtoyis. The bottom line is, there's a similarity between Shofar and Kriyas HaTorah, big similarity, that you don't really have a Heftza Shel Mitzvah. Not only that, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Paskins, Harav Daniel Shlita was by Yeshiva when I said this year, maybe 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago. Adibalnu al Safek Balacha, this happens all the time in a shul. They open up the Aron Kodesh, the Gabbai wasn't there, they took out the wrong Sefer Torah. Right? They bring it to the bima. They realize the wrong sefer Torah. Wrong sefer Torah meaning they have a nicer sefer Torah that they use. Are you allowed to put the sefer Torah back? Say in mavirin, the sefer Torah is already out. In order to have a hidu mitzvah, tazocher tazavek ala. So Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, and not only was Reb Daniel there, I used Reb Daniel as a dugma. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says, and I said you. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says, listen what he says. He says, a nice Sefer Torah is not a hider in Kriyas HaTorah. It's a hider in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Make a Sefer Torah. I say Sefer Torah, no. Reb Tzvi Pesach says, leaning, a hider in leaning is a shayna bal kriya. I said like Reb Daniel. Daniel, I hid him in Kriyas HaTorah. Till today, I don't have that hidden. Like a gang of Bashainam, but Avadnu. Right? But Lamaisa, you can't tell the shul's Bal Kriya, please. But Lamaisa, as I state, Reb Tzvi Pesach, meaning the Sefer Torah by Tkiya Shofar and the Sefer Torah by Kriyas HaTorah are taking similar roles. I'm not saying it's exact, it's not exact. Similar roles that and that's why many even question why is the Mishabur Paskin that you have to go and make a new brocha just like there's no mitzvah b'avera because the mitzvah is not the shofar, the mitzvah is the koil. So they ask this on the Mishabur. I mean, it's not a kash on Mishabur. Mishabur is quoting a psak from the Binyan Olam. The psak is coming from the Binyan Olam that you need to make a new brocha. That's the shaila that they ask. What's the by Kriyas HaTorah? It should be the same halacha. If anything, there'd be more mitzvah by Kriyas HaTorah. These are all the shailas that we're handling with. We have to sharpen better how do we separate the tkiah and the shmiah? And what role does the tkiah play? Now, obviously, the tkiah plays a role because we see, besides all the dinei shofar that there are, we see that if the, this is what we started talking about yesterday, we see if the person blowing shofar is not a bar chiyuva, they can't be mitzvah. So you see that this enechrami, that's the yom tru's kasha. Why? The yom tru's says, I don't understand. Should be able to use a chereshoy tevakon to blow. The whole mitzvah shmiah should be able to use a chereshoy tevakon. It's a good kasha. The kasha is a good kasha. The yom tru asks it for a kasha. And that's why we mentioned the very chiddush tikashagasari that he taka holds. It's only al shlichus. Taka. The Shagasari is machadish, a non-bar chiyuva blow shofar, it should be good. But he says, since the halacha is that you need to make a maisa tkiya, the mitzvah shmiya, but there's also a chayv to create a maisa tkiya, for that the Baal Tekeya is your shliach, and if he's not a bar shlichas, that's the problem. So it's not a problem that it's a posler kol shofar. That's not the problem. That he can't be mitzi me on the kol shofar. The problem is, he's also my shliach to blow, to make a maisa tkiah, and he can't be my shliach. So we said it's very, you have to navigate that, because then l'chay, if somebody's a bar shlichas, but he's not a bar chiyuva, and we didn't answer that, Kash. L'chay, if an isha should be able to be mitzi a man in tkiah shofar, because she's a bar shlichas. She's not a bar chiyuva. Should be able to do it. According to the, if you hold the whole problem is that you need a bar shalichas, it's a bar shalichas on the ma'aseh tkiah. The whole you say to the shagasari is the ma'aseh tkiah is not the mitzvah. It's a t'nai ba'alma, you need to have a ma'aseh tkiah. That's all you need. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Haolam, shehakil nihyeh b'dvarim. Okay. So, this is critical to try to be mevarel. What is the tkiah chiluk of the mitzvah? What's the shmiah? You can't say tkiah is nothing. Right? The tkiah is something, and not only is the tkiah something, it seems to be that if a non-bar chiyuva blows, it's felt in the tkiah. It's not a tkiah. It's like a chamor noyer. It's like a donkey making noises. It's not a maisa tkiah. You have to hear a kosher tkiah, and the makeup of a kosher tkiah is a bar chiyuva blowing. That's the makeup of a, and if a non-bar chiyuva blows, it's like you're hearing a donkey. You're not yotze, because it's as though you didn't hear a kol shofar. That's what comes out. You have to know why it is like that, but that's the metzias. The metzias is, now I want to tell you a bigger chiddush, the Tiferes Yisrael. Want to get a Tiferes Yisrael? Oh, sorry, we give you the most exercise here. Tiferes Yisrael, get a Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Mishnayis, Yochanu Boyes. The Tiferes Yisrael makes a diak in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that Kol Sheinei Mechuyiv Bedover, Einei Moitzi Yisarabim Yedei Chayvasa. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah. So the Tiferes Yisrael asks, why does the Mishnah use a Lashon? Einei moitzi esarabim yedei chavasa. Say, Einei moitzi acher yedei chavasa. Yashikoyach. What is this? Huh?
Yeah, that's
the woman has to be moitzi
herself.
Right, so the Tiferes Yisrael says a chiddush gadol. He says over here that when the Mishnah says that you need a bar chiyuva, and anybody who's not a bar chiyuva can't be moitzi. So he says an unbelievable thing. He says over here, the Mishnah says, Zaklau! Kol she'enoi m'chuyiv b'dovo, enoi moitzi es harabim yedei chavosam. So the Tiferes Yisrael says like this, why does he use a Lashon rabim? Listen what he says. Nirali denokat rabim. The reason why the Mishnah used the Lashon rabim, lohidia, Da'afilu oisom she'enom b'nei chiyuv gomor. Listen to this. Kenoshim v'ktanim she'en b'nei chinuch afilu hochi enoy moitzion. unbelievable chiddush from Tiferes Yisrael. This Eini Bach Yuva can't even be mercy somebody who's not really mechuyev. Unbelievable chiddush. Because it starts before. Yeah? So he says the reason why the Mishnah uses the Lashon Rabbim is to tell you that even the Rabbim to include people that are not really B'nai Chiyuva. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And he says, Hafilo Achayim Mitzion. Even Noshim, he says, L'choy Noshim, what do you mean? They're not Chayiv. Miu, Noshim, Afo Gav De P'tiri, Yisman Gromo, Hafilo Achayim, Kibu Alayu Choyvo. They don't have a chiyuv. Kiyum. So,
on the tzad, they have a kiyum mitzvah. They look for themselves. There's a kiyuv here.
Yeah.
And the gabi another woman should do the same thing. And he's saying that.
He's saying that. Unbelievable chiddush that the Tiferes Yisrael is telling us. Because indirectly, the Tiferes Yisrael is telling us that a cotton can't be mighty another cotton. How could that be? He could blow for himself, right on. That's what we're talking about. This Tiferes Yisrael seems to be telling us that this Talmud of mine, Shaila, can his kids group, I'm not calling it a minion because there's no minion, kids group, that they're blowing shofar. Tiferes Yisrael seems to be saying that group has to have a gadol to blow for them. To be yotze the mitzvah of chinuch. How could you understand such a thing?
Say the same thing by every
Shmei
Kaina, like Megillah?
What?
You would say the
Tarsus Saul
would say the same thing by every
Shmei
Kaina,
like Megillah? I don't know. I'm raising the issue. So first of all, this to Pharisee Saul is a Metziah. It's Mamish a Metziah. And it comes out according to Pharisee Saul, the Shiloh that somebody asked me last year, whether his 12-year-old boy could be Mitzi his wife. L'chayra, yes. One would say L'chayra, yes. Right? The woman's not chayv at all. What does even B'yotze mean? According to Veres Yisrael, no. The woman was Shavinu Alayu Chayva. Even though that's a very low-level chayv, Veres Yisrael himself says, it's L'chayra worse than even a cotton. Cotton is M'chayv. But Rabban, the woman is less. Rav Daniel will say, no, but it's more in a way because it's a mitzvah kiyumis midaraisa. But here's my kunz. Okay, this shit's gonna go till Sukkos. I don't mean now. Don't worry. I don't mean now till Sukkos. Is that true? If a kohen does a mitzvah, is taken out a mitzvah midaraisa? That's a good child. That we could do another whole stickle teran. Is a kohen's mitzvah a mitzvah? Is a kohen's avera an avera on a deraisa level? The Avi Apoiskin, the primi godim and psicha kolos has the shaila. He says Negel Alocha. He has a shaila there. Does a bias psul of a cotton in a woman make her pasul lakuna? Yeah, prima godin has such a shaila. Fascinating shaila. You hear a shaila. A cotton who was pasul for a woman had bia. Normally, a woman has bia with somebody who's pasul for her. She becomes a Zayinah. She's Pasul Lakuna. She's a kosher woman still. Right? The Godel Ador can marry her if he's not a Kohen. Right? But a Kohen can't marry a Zayinah. And a Zayinah is defined by a woman who had bia with somebody who's Pasul. Right? So the Primi Godim says, Shaila is, if a Maisa Kotten is not a Maisa Avera, it's a Maisa Bia. It's not a Maisa Avera. So then, she won't become a Zayna Likuhuna. Primi Godin. So, it could be that when a cotton does a mitzvah, it's more than a woman, because a mitzvah kiyumis it is. And it's chiyuvi midrabonim. It's a woman plus. Okay, anyway, we could real literally stay on this till Sukkot, because this is a gewaldig shayla. Maybe in Shul I have more time, I could go into this more, but it's not for this short period of time. What? Next year. Anyway, so that's what he says. He says, but then he finishes, this is the problem. The other shayla I asked you was, Davni Nezer's kasha. I asked you, L'chaira, just like we can't make a bracha for a woman, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins once, you were Yaitza, you can't make a bracha for a woman, as they Paskin the Mechaber, and the Ramah says the woman should make a bracha themselves. You blow for women a lot, no? What did the woman do by you? By Megillah, they make Lishmaya. So do you tell them to do that? That's what you do? Ashreinu. See, we found somebody who doesn't do like Minigayelim, and I hold that way. I said that the Ramah says, L'didan yivohu latzman. I said today, most times when the Baltic Abel is for women, nobody makes a bracha. He's talking now how to make a bracha. They don't even make a bracha, usually. I said they should. Somebody would ask me, but because Ramah says, L'didan, that we all the women can make a bracha. Yivohu latzman. So what's the problem? The problem is, L'chaira, just like the Mechaber is telling me that a non-Bar Chiyuva can't make a bracha for them, and since there's no Arvus for a woman, because she's not Mechuyiv, there's no Arvus to a woman, that's why you can't make a bracha for her. So why could you blow for her? You're not a Bar Chiyuva. But everybody's masking that a man could blow for a woman. Except for the Bala Yitra holds the problem of Stam being metatal the shofar. Blowing the shofar. But as far as being Yaitza, so the Avnei Nezer, at the end of a tshuva here in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Simin Tov Memtez, Hitaka says, Ayin B'dalki Meisha, B'masha Kosav, Sha'acha Lo Yivorach Avul Noshim. Hey Nemes, says Davni Nezer, that a man can't make a bracha for a woman, right? Because there's no avos. Tzorach iyun, heich echot shekvar yotzo moitziyem b'tkiyas gufayu. This is a bomber. It's a pellet that Davni Nezer, I think, is the first one to ask this question. At least that I know of. In the Mufursim Dikas Svarim. The Pele. How could somebody who was already Yotze Tekiah Shofar, how could he blow for a woman? That everybody agrees. Only Shaila is what he do with a bracha. V'tzorach iyun ka'es. Ulo b'taretz etzah. Tzorach iyun. How? But you should know that the Tiferes Yisrael doesn't ask the Kasha. He just says for a fact. He says, Mashenkin kishetekeh lezocho, yuchala tekeya levorech av shekvar yotzo. Vekishe yiska al odom achal, bishvil noshim, yivochu heim laatzman. So if you're blowing over for a man, then you can make a bracha for the woman also. But if you're blowing just for women, they should make a bracha, not you. Tiferes Yisrael says like that. The Avnei Nezer is saying, one second. How are you moitzi them all together? This is a bombel. This is a bombel kasha. So there could be a simple eitzah, but the simple eitzah by me doesn't help. Because the simple eitzah is more problems than it. It creates more problems than it solves. Here's the simple answer. We have to stop now, but I'll tell you why it's so problematic. The simple answer seems to be similar answer to the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh asks, Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says that this that Yotza Moitzi, this that if I was Yotza I could be moitziyu because of avos. Rashi says it's kiddush to yomtiv. Shakasari says, why did Rashi say kiddush to yomtiv? Shakasari says, you know why? Because by the raisa, you can't rely on avos. Yeah, bomb. Nuclear, not a ballistic missile. That's a nuclear. Arvus only works for the Rabbonus. For the Raisa, you can't rely on Arvus. If I was already Yotza, I can't be Motzi on at the Raisa level, according to this Rasha. And there are some Shittas all like that. We're not Choshish for this, Halach Lamais. But I'm just telling you, there are some Shittas. According to this Shittah, if I was already Yotza Kiddush, I can't make Kiddush for you Friday night. Not for women, don't know to be Yudas Kasha. Regular man for man. You're chayav kiddush l'raisa. I can't do it for you if I was already eitz. Avos only works for the rabbon. So what's the eitz? So the eitz is so the lechem aponim, who wrote a sefer on the kitzur shulchan aruch, brings down this shagas ari, and he says, so what's the eitz? You have a baal tekel like Reb Daniel, maybe blows for 5 minyanim. What do you do? How is minyan number 2? He says, I have an eitz. The baal tekel should have in mind not to be eitz until the last minyan. Sounds great. No, Rabbi Isai. Great Eitzah. The Baal Tekeya should have in mind, I don't want to be Yitzah till the last minion. So he's still a Mechuyim the whole time. Who? Okay, he's just saying it. This is the best Eitzah to do, as best as you can do. You're saying sometimes it's not because
someone's just going to keep pushing it up, pushing up, pushing up. Eventually, he's not going to be Eitzah. He's never going to be Eitzah.
No, you don't do that. You blow by the last minion that you know you have to blow by. You're right. He's giving an Eitzah for this one cheetah. It's not a. But the problem, the reason why I say this creates more problems than it solves, is for a simple reason, because. How, if you don't learn like the Shagas Ari, if you don't learn like this Shita, not calling it the Shagas Ari Shita, it's not Shagas Ari Shita. If you hold that Arvus works always, even for the Reis, what's the Lumdus? How does Arvus work? The Poshut Lumdus is that I'm called Mechuyev. That's the Poshut Lumdus. I'm an Orah for you. So if you want Yotze Kiddush, I'm Chayev now in Kiddush. If I come in contact with a Jew that needs the mitzvah, I'm an Arav, so now I'm chayiv in Kiddush. So I am a chayiv b'dav. If you learn like that, that means that you can only be moitzi somebody else when you're being mekayim a chayivo. So if I have in mind not to be yotze, could be now I'm jeopardizing all the other shittas. I'm trying to chap this one opinion. Could be, not only am I not hopping that one opinion, I'm messing up everything else. So it's one big mess. That's why this Eitzah doesn't get me excited. This Eitzah doesn't excite me. It's cute. It's cute chap. I don't like it. I wouldn't tell a Baal Tekeya not to have a mind to be Eitzah. I would be afraid that if I had a Baal Tekeya like that, I would blow again. So we'll continue. This shall be continued. But believe me though.